In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, to your fellow redeemed by the blood of Christ. Timothy was a young pastor. As we heard in our second reading, he had learned the scriptures from early on, from his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice. He had been mentored by the Apostle Paul, and as a young man, he even accompanied Paul on his second missionary journey. And in many other places in the scriptures, Paul talks about how helpful Timothy was in proclaiming the gospel. And so it seems as if young Pastor Timothy should have been very confident in his work as being a pastor. After all, not many pastors had such a close relationship with the great Apostle Paul. But it also seems to us as if confidence didn't come easy for young Pastor Timothy. In many places in the scriptures, including in that second lesson, it seems as if Timothy was shy and maybe even a little reserved by nature. And if that were the case, how then could Paul, in our second lesson from 2 Timothy, which Paul wrote right before he was executed, how could Paul say to this shy and maybe reserved man by nature, God did not give you a timid spirit? How could Paul say that? I think our gospel lesson from St. Luke really brings out the answer why. For you see, in that gospel lesson, we met a man who was possessed by a demon. And not just one demon either, but many demons were inside of him. For the demon says his name was Legion because we are many. And we don't know why so many demons were allowed to possess this man. Maybe he and his family were into some sort of voodooism or witchcraft, and so God said, fine, and allow the demons to take over. Maybe this man was living in a sin and refusing to repent, and so God allowed the demons to enter in the hopes that he would drive him to repentance. Maybe the Lord allowed these demons to enter this man all so that Jesus could come and drive them away, proving who he was and what he could do. From our gospel lesson, we do not know why so many demons were allowed to enter this man. But from our gospel lesson, we do learn something about the demons. We learn who the demons' true colors, what the demons' true colors actually are. For look at the way that this man who was possessed by demons, look at how he is described. We read, he was possessed by demons and for a long time had not worn any clothes. We read, he did not live in a house, but in the tombs. And finally, we read, he was kept under guard. And although he was bound with chains and shackles, he would break the restraints and was driven by the demon into deserted places. That's pretty scary to read about, isn't it? But the devil and his demons make such wonderful promises to people. They promise fame and fortune and an easy life if you just obey them, if you just follow what they say. You've all faced that temptation at some time, right? In fact, Jesus himself faced that temptation when the devil promised to give Jesus all the glory of the kingdoms of the world if Jesus would just bow down and worship him. But the devil and his demons, they are liars. The only thing that spews out of their mouth is lies. For whenever we read someone being possessed by demons in the scriptures, we see who the demons' true colors are. We always see that person alone and scared, crying out in pain and agony. That's what's happening to people who are possessed by demons in the scriptures. And that's still what is happening to people who are possessed by demons today. For make no mistake about it, if someone is not a believer in Jesus, if someone does not have Jesus reigning inside of their hearts, that means a demon is reigning inside of their heart. It's one or the other. Either Jesus is reigning in your heart or a demon is reigning in your heart. There is no other option. And if there's no other option, that means with every unbeliever, including your unbelieving neighbors, your unbelieving friends, or even those unbelieving family members, that means every unbeliever has a demon reigning inside of their heart. And while you don't see them living out in the tombs naked, crying out in pain and agony the way we see this man in our text, metaphorically speaking, that's what's happening inside of them. They don't have peace. How can they? They don't know Jesus. And so is it any wonder why those unbelieving friends or neighbors or family members, is it any wonder why they need to hear the words of Jesus? For while in our text we do see who the demon's true colors are, while we see that they can do some pretty nasty things to people, we also learn something else about the demons in our text, something that's actually quite comforting. We learn that the demons, they have to listen to Jesus. They have to do whatever Jesus tells them to do. Notice how often this happened with this demon named Legion in our text. First off, we read that Legion begged Jesus not to torment him, implying that Jesus had punished them in the past and there was nothing they could do to stop it. In addition, Legion begged Jesus that he would not order them to go into the abyss, proving that Jesus had the power to send them anywhere. And finally, when Jesus does drive Legion out of this man, we read that Legion begged Jesus to let them go into the pigs. They couldn't just go into the pigs on their own. They had to ask permission from Jesus first. Do you see how much control Jesus has over the demons? Take comfort in that truth. For the devil and his demons can't just do whatever they want to do. They can't just go wherever they want to go. They have to listen to Jesus. They can only do what Jesus allows them to do. And they know it. It's why they're so terrified of Jesus and his word. And so I ask again, is it any wonder why your unbelieving neighbors or friends or relatives need to hear the word of Jesus? For no mere human being can drive a demon out of someone's heart. I'm sure many people had tried to help this man in our text, but all were unsuccessful until Jesus came and Jesus spoke his word. For as powerful as the demons are, they are not more powerful than Jesus. They have to listen to Jesus. That's how the demon was driven out of this man in our text. And do you know what? It's also how a demon was driven out of you. For keep in mind that when you were born, a demon was reigning in your heart. A demon is reigning in everyone's heart by nature. That's the curse of original sin. And so Jesus had to come down to you, and he had to speak his word to you. For if Jesus did not come down and did not speak to you, that would mean that demon would still be in your heart, and you would be the one who has no peace right now. For you would not know your Savior Jesus. But Jesus did come down to you. And Jesus did speak his word to you. And perhaps the most clear way that he did that, the most clear way that he spoke his word to you and drove the demon out of your heart so that he could reign in, perhaps the most clear way he did that is through the sacrament of holy baptism. For have you noticed in the baptismal liturgy that we use that there's actual an exorcism in it? Before someone gets baptized, I always speak these words, "Depart, you unclean spirit, make room for the Holy Spirit." You remember hearing those words, right? Those are words from Jesus. And since those are words from Jesus, that means when those words were spoken to you when you were baptized, when they're spoken to anyone who is being baptized, that means it actually happens. That demon who is in that person's heart by nature flees away from that person. Also that Jesus can enter in and set up his throne in that person's heart. It's pretty awesome to think about that happening at every single baptism, isn't it? And now that that has happened to you, now that Jesus has driven the demon out of your heart through baptism, and now that Jesus keeps that demon from re-entering your heart by coming to you through word and sacrament, you're changed. You're changed just like this man was changed in our text. Did you notice how he was changed? For remember, at first he was naked, living in the tombs, crying out day and night, right? But after Jesus drove legion out of his heart, listen to how this man is described. We read, "They found the man from whom the demons had gone out sitting at Jesus' feet. He was clothed and in his right mind." Talk about a change. In fact, it was such a change that Jesus did not allow this man to follow him. He did not allow this man to travel throughout Israel with him. Instead, Jesus told this man, "Return to your home and tell them how much God has done for you." And that's exactly what this man did in the village in the surrounding countryside. He wasn't afraid. He wasn't timid. But he boldly spoke about Jesus. How could he not? Jesus had driven legion out of his heart. And so our text concludes by saying, he went through the whole town proclaiming what Jesus had done. And now we're back to where we began at this sermon. Why could Paul say to young Pastor Timothy, who was shy and reserved by nature, why could he say to Timothy, "God has not given you a timid spirit"? It's because of what God had done for Timothy. Jesus had come down to Timothy through word and through baptism and had driven that demon out of Timothy's heart. Jesus had set up his throne inside of Timothy's heart. And because Jesus had done all these things for Timothy, Timothy did not have a timid spirit. No matter how shy he was by nature, he did not have a timid spirit, but he could boldly speak the word of God, just like this man in our gospel lesson. Do you know what? That's also true for you. God has not given you a timid spirit. It doesn't matter if you're shy by nature or outgoing by nature. It doesn't matter if you love to speak up in crowds or would rather just hide in the background and not be noticed. God has not given you a timid spirit. For Jesus has appeared to you. He has driven that demon out of your heart. He has set up his throne inside of your heart. And once he did that, he didn't immediately take you to heaven. He could have, right? He could have just immediately taken you to that blessed place, and who wouldn't want to go there free from all pain and struggle? But God didn't do that right when he brought you to faith. Instead, he left you here, surrounded by a lot of people. So just like this man who had legion driven out of your heart, you also can proclaim all that Jesus has done for you, especially to those unbelieving neighbors, friends, or relatives, in the hopes that Jesus can appear to them and drive the demon out of their heart, just as he has already done for you. For God has not given you a timid spirit, not when it comes to speaking the word of God. God has not given you a timid spirit because when it comes to speaking the word of God, it does not depend on you or on your personality. It depends on Jesus giving power to his word, power to drive out demons, power to set up his throne inside of people's hearts. That's why God did not give Timothy a timid spirit. It's why he did not give this man in our gospel lesson a timid spirit, and it's why he did not give you a timid spirit either. Rather, since Jesus has driven the demon out of you, since Jesus is now reigning inside of your heart, each and every one of you, no matter what your personality is, each and every one of you can boldly say, when it comes to speaking the word of God, God has not given me a timid spirit either. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise as we confess the one true faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed as printed in the bulletin. I believe in God, the Father Almighty.